This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some 2024 talk tonight. We're going to talk pro-life stuff tonight. We're going to talk about street communists, what's happening out there, all that, so much more coming up on I'm Right. Welcome to I'm Right. It is time for Dumb and Dumber.
What am I doing here?
You know what scares me but also makes me laugh? I mean, maybe you're right there with me. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, those people lead the country. Just, I know we talk about this all the time and the screw-ups and how embarrassing he is and how embarrassing she is. And I know we talk about this all the time, but Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they run the United States of America. And before we get to Joe, we'll get to Joe here in a minute. Kamala Harris is going to be president? Maybe? Let's put it this way. You've seen Joe Biden, and we'll get to his latest screw-ups. You've seen Joe. It's getting worse. Joe Biden is getting worse. He's getting worse quickly. He even does that, you'll see this in a little bit, he does that, like, the mouth hanging open thing now, when he looks at you, like your mouth weighs, like your jaw weighs 1,000 pounds, he's just done, right? He's done, he looks bad. But Joe Biden has to be president for the remainder of this year. And if he doesn't, medical scare, God forbid something happens, Kamala Harris is going to be president of the United States of America. Like, we think about her, and we know that that's the possibility, but we haven't really put our minds there quite yet. And let's talk about November, right? Because that's really what we're talking about here. What are their chances? How bad do they look? What if they win? They could. You never know. Don't you dare fall in love with poll numbers in April. All right? Don't do that. This is a long way away. This election could be, it's anyone's game right now. If they win, it turns into what? A guarantee? A 90% chance that Dome is going to be the president of the United States of America. And, well, remember when I went on Tucker and talked about her laugh a long time ago?
Everybody watching you right now has worked for or worked with somebody
who just has ambition just dripping off of their pores. And that's Kamala Harris. Those types of people will do anything to get ahead. They treat their bosses like crap. They treat their employees like crap. That's why she knifed Joe Biden in the debate with all that race nonsense. There was no need to do that. It's the same reason she cackles like a dead hyena every time she's asked an uncomfortable question. It's the same reason she started out her political career as Willie Brown's bratwurst bun. Kamala Harris will do anything to get ahead.
The cackling, though, let's focus on that. Because clearly her team has brought the information to her that it's a problem. She's done it all the time. You remember, we can play you a montage that's an hour long of her laughing. She'll make some terrible joke and then laugh. Terrible joke, laugh, terrible joke, laugh. And now, well, she's out there saying this.
My staff, for example, sometimes they'll show me little things that just amuse me. Like, apparently, some people love to talk about the way I laugh.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I love your laugh.
Well, let me just tell you something. I have my mother's laugh. And I grew up around a bunch of women in particular who laughed from the belly. And I think it's really important for us to remind each other and our younger ones, don't be confined to other people's perception about what this looks like and who you how you should act in order to be, right? It's really important. It's important.
I love your laugh, and I love that message.
What does that mean? Don't be confined by others to what this looks like and what it's important to be? Who talks like that? What do those words even mean? And let me tell you something, Dome. The reason why people talk about your laugh, I'll be honest with you, it's because it makes us nervous. And you know why it makes us nervous, Dome? Because you're a 58-year-old woman, whatever she is. She's older, you know, 57, 58, no insult to that, but you're getting up there in years. You're a 57-year-old woman. You should know who you are by now and be comfortable in your own skin. How many 57-year-old women are watching me right now? You're very comfortable with who you are. You know what you are. You know who you are. But you, the 57-year-old woman who's one heartbeat away from taking over the reins of the United States of America, you are so incomplete that you feel the need to nervous laugh every time you say something. And what it does is it makes us believe that you're not quite ready for the job. And so this is what we're going to have to suffer, remember. If Dome takes over, and whenever that day comes, if that day comes, what Drew Barrymore did in this next little clip with Dome is something we're going to have to endure, the most nauseating, dishonest media slobbering you've ever seen in your life.
I've been thinking that we really all need a tremendous hug in the world right now.
Yeah.
But in our country, we need you to be Mamala of the country.
We need you to be Mamala. We need you to be Mamala of the country. And Dome sits there awkwardly like she always does. Yeah, I mean, I absolutely need that. These are the people who lead the United States of America. I can't believe it. And let's move on to the other guy. This is one of the best things in the world. I'll tell you something about running for office. Let me tell you something. You may not know this. Maybe you do, but you know, I ran for Congress twice. Here's something you need to know about politicians, people who run for office, whatever that office may be. But I'll just make it about me. When you run for office, you have to talk to people all day long, all the time. You have to go to this pancake breakfast and this Rotary Club meeting and this Republican Club meeting. You got to give a speech here, but it's all shaking hands and kissing babies stuff, retail politics. Yo, hey, Marty, how you doing? Hey, Barbara, how's the kids? It's all that kind of stuff. And because that's your life, you will find yourself speaking to people and you don't care at all what they're saying. And I know that sounds really, really mean, But I'm a really mean person. I'm here to tell you, I had a guy stop me once. We were at some big event, and I was meeting and greeting people. I had a guy stop me one time because he wanted to take 20 minutes at this big event and tell me his 7-point invasion plan for Iran. I'm not making this up. And that he proceeded to launch into his invasion plan. And I'll tell you what you master when you're running for office. Every politician has mastered it, even the ones who tell you they haven't, they're lying to you. You know what you master when you run for office? You master getting this look on your face like you're listening. So you're not listening. You're daydreaming. Oh, I think I'm going to have nachos later. Maybe a meat lover's pizza, but you're looking at the person like, and you just learn to get that look on your face. Now, let's talk about Joe, you see. He's been a politician for many years, and he obviously has learned those skills over time. But now, he appears to be losing his touch. You see, Joe, it is important when you're done with the looking to say something. Something, whatever the something is, it can be, oh, wow, that's great, that's very interesting. Hey, reach out to my staff, shoot us an email. Hey, thanks, Bob. It could be something, but it has to be something, Joe. That part of it's important. What you can't do is this.
We've been trying to catch up with you, and I've had coffee with the vice president, but whenever you're out there, we want to talk to you. Because I feel like, I don't know, I got your back. I'm just trying to, like,
President Biden,
get you to pull up.
Sorry. Anyway, I just gotta go. And now the White House is they're putting out a mistake counter for the man. That gets embarrassing. 148 already so far in 2024. Apparently, that's the Joe Biden mistake calculator. They're just gonna call every dirty lie he says out there a mistake. Here's a little sampling of the Joe we've enjoyed this year. This is the President of the United States of America. Keep in mind,
Lincoln. Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal.
How many times do you have to prove we can't be trusted?
In Pennsylvania, I have a message for you. Send me to Congress. Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? For democracy? 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years. Pause. 4 more years.
I'm sorry. That one gets me when he keeps reading the teleprompter. That's the President of the United States of America. And look, take joy in the fact that it's making the communists nervous. Nancy Pelosi, Grandma Vodka, has been known to get short-tempered, especially in her later years. And she went on MSNBC, didn't take too kindly to all this stuff.
Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president. So we just have to make sure people know.
That was a global pandemic.
He had the worst record of any president. We've had other concerns in our country. If you want to be an apologist for Donald Trump, that may be your role, but it ain't mine. And
I don't
he has
think
the worst.
That anybody can accuse and me of that. We...
I love her, though. Wouldn't you like to see your GOP representatives treat the media like that? I would. Gosh, I love you, Nancy. Anyway, all that may have made you uncomfortable, but I am right. Abortion makes me uncomfortable. Probably not as uncomfortable as it makes the kids. Anyway, we'll talk to Abby Johnson about that in just a moment. Before we talk to Abby Johnson about that, let's talk to you about your plan. What's your plan to stay safe? Just going to lock the doors and hope when you walk out to the parking lot at night, when you send your wife off to the gas station, the grocery store, your daughter goes off to college, your plan just to kind of cross your fingers, hope for the best? Or do they have Byrna pistol launchers? Byrna pistol launchers. Everyone needs one. Whether you carry concealed like I do, whether you hate guns, whether you're a seasoned veteran, brand new, a non-lethal option shoots pepper balls or tear gas balls or a mixture of both. SWAT teams around the country use Byrna, BYRNA, legal in all 50 states. No background check, no permit needed. Everyone in your life needs one. Protect yourself, please. And may I just add, they're fun to practice with. You'll see what I mean. BYRNA, Byrna.com/Jesse. Have a plan to protect yourself. We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I certainly don't want to distract anybody from what's happening on Columbia University. I know that it's really applicable to most of us. And I certainly don't want anyone looking away from Kristi Noem's hunting dog 20 years ago. But we do have some bigger issues going on in the United States of America. Joining me now to talk about maybe the biggest one, Abby Johnson. You know, we love her. Planned Parenthood, former Planned Parenthood director, pro-life advocate now. Abby, the United States of America, we love our dogs. And look, I love mine, big fluffy idiot that he is, Fred. I love my dog. I do. I really do. But man alive, we can't get people to care at the same level about babies, can we?
No. I got to tell you, Jesse, I am flabbergasted at the amount of conservatives freaking out about this Kristi Noem story. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've got a dog too. I like my dog, but gosh, there are so many other pressing issues in this country. And I mean, I put on my Twitter, I'm like, you think shooting a dog is bad? Let's talk about what it's like to rip a baby from a woman's womb. Like we have dehumanized children so desperately in our culture, and we have elevated animals to the status of humans in our culture. I mean, that's really what we're seeing, I think, here in our nation. And it's pathetic. It is sad. And I don't really understand how it's even happened. And I mean, not to mention, of course, all the liberals that are freaking out. We knew that was going to happen, right? We knew that. We expected that. But to see all these conservatives up in arms about it, that is honestly has been kind of shocking to me.
Abby, do you think maybe you nailed it when you just brought up dehumanizing? You were talking about ripping the baby out. I think we've dehumanized the process. And I know that's intentional. Obviously, you're much better acquainted with all these issues than I am. The language we use about abortion, around abortion, women's health, reproductive rights, they talk about everything and they talk about it in every way except for the real way of what actually happens. People, I know it's crazy, they just don't realize. I don't think many people realize what the process is.
Yeah, you know, Jesse, I think you and I have talked about when that whole Kate Cox story was going on, you know, the woman from Texas that was, you know, basically using her child as a political pawn to get an abortion here in Texas. Her baby had trisomy 18, and, you know, all the media stories were like, all the secular media stories were like, oh, she's suffering. So, you know, it's just this great suffering from Kate Cox because she can't get an abortion in the state of Texas. And there, none of them were talking about the great suffering that her 20-week-old child was going to go through as it was literally ripped limb from limb, arm from torso, leg from torso, head crushed in its mother's womb, in her mother's womb during that abortion. I mean, let's talk about suffering. And then Biden takes this woman and elevates her at the State of the Union as some sort of hero. I mean, why aren't we talking about that? Why aren't we talking about true suffering? But no, let's focus on a dog. Let's focus on a dog, which, by the way, was a dog that was biting people. It's fine. Let's not worry about children. You know, Jesse, we had a woman who used to work in an abortion clinic, and she came to one of our healing retreats. She's now firmly pro-life. She came to one of our healing retreats, and she told me, she said, Abby, I can't even eat potato chips anymore. And I was like, oh, really? Why is that? She worked in a second trimester abortion clinic. Okay. So all day, they murdered babies in the second trimester. Okay. She said, I can't eat potato chips anymore because every time I hear the crunch of a potato chip, I think about what it sounded like. That's exactly what it sounded like when they would crush the head of a second trimester baby. But yeah, let's focus on a dog.
God have mercy. Yeah, I saw yesterday, Abby, that Planned Parenthood over the last 3 years got $1.8 billion of your money, of my money, of everybody watching this show, $1.8 billion in taxpayer money. And I thought it must have been a misprint when I first saw it, Abby, because I've been involved in politics for 15 years now, I would say. I've seen so many Republican ads for Congress and Senate and president, and I can't count how many have promised me that they're going to defund Planned Parenthood. In fact, if I was to dig through my phone, I could find probably 1,000 emails in here about, elect me and I'll defund Planned Parenthood. I've been promised this over and over again by the GOP, Abby. So could you explain to me why $1.8 billion went to an organization that I was promised would be defunded?
Well, you know, it's good fundraising money. It's yeah, good for fundraising to convince pro-lifers over and over and over again that you are going to defund our country's largest abortion provider. And so, I mean, how are you going to get all those pro-life dollars if you actually do what you say you're going to do? I mean, that's the real answer, Jesse. You know, nobody wants to actually hear the truth. The truth is that with each president, Planned Parenthood gets funded more and more and more. So nobody wants to hear that Trump funded Planned Parenthood under his presidency. Planned Parenthood was funded more under him than Obama. Nobody wants to hear that, but it's true. I've done the math. It's true. Could he have stopped it? Yeah, he could have, but they don't. Nobody does. Nobody wants to actually take Planned Parenthood's money away. And, you know, would it mean that, you know, they have to take them out of the budget and maybe things shut down? Yeah, maybe. Is that worth it to stop billions of dollars from going into our country's largest murder factory? Yeah, I think so. But nobody actually has the balls to do it. Nobody actually has the courage to do what it takes to shut down these murder mills.
Abby, you've obviously been at this for a while, and I'm glad you do what you do. So you've gotten to know plenty of Republican politicians, I have no doubt, House, Senate, and whatnot. You don't have to name names. How many genuinely care, do you believe? I know they call, they text you, they do the same to me. How many do you think genuinely care?
I would say a handful.
That's about what I'd say.
I wouldn't be able to think of more than five.
That's about what I'd say, too. Wow. Okay. Well, let's move on and talk about birth rates because they suck. And, of course, they're historically low. We're not making enough babies. Young people don't want to get married. They don't want to make babies. They don't even want to do all the fun things that come with that, which I can't even understand this generation today. And now the blue states have the lowest of the birth rates. And that's not a coincidence, is it?
No, definitely not. I mean, states with the lowest birth rates also have the highest abortion numbers. Shocker, right? And I have to wonder if, I mean, I don't know that this study has been done. It should if it hasn't been. But I wonder if our birth rates, our low birth rates are tied with increasing rates of pornography. You know, why even entertain a real person if you can go on OnlyFans 24 hours a day? You know, I don't know, but we have an addiction. We have a sexual addiction in this culture. The problem is that we're killing our babies. The problem is that we don't value marriage. We certainly don't value traditional marriage. And we don't value children. And I mean, you saw the video. I know you've seen all the videos of, you know, people talking, bragging about being dinks, right? Double income, no kids. That's a big trend, right? They can go anywhere. They can travel anywhere. They don't have to worry about kids, you know, lugging around kids everywhere they go. Oh, the freedom. The abortion industry is not actually selling abortion. The abortion industry is and has been selling this idea of freedom, that children enslave you, that, you know, being a parent, being a father, being a mother, it is bondage, right? But I'm going to tell you something. I'm a mother of eight. I've done my job, okay, in repopulating. I'm a mother of eight. The most freedom I've ever felt is accepting and living out my vocation as a mother. These people, these dinks, they do not understand what they are missing. Their life is going to be unfulfilled for the rest of their life. And that's sad to me. It's sad to me. And not only is it affecting them, but it's affecting our society. It's affecting our culture. It's affecting our economy. It's affecting the world around us.
It is. Abby, keep on moving. I appreciate you as always. All right. Let's talk about the street communists. Before we talk about the street communists, let's talk about something amazing. Blackout coffee. I love it. I can't help it. I love it. All right. I love it. I love the ease of ordering it online.
I love having my coffee delivered to me. I love that they're patriots. I'm so sick of these big coffee companies. You pay them, you go in, you get the coffee from the grocery store, you get the coffee from here, and then you look and they've got an ESG page. And not DEI this, America sucks. Not blackout coffee. They talk about things like God, guns, freedom, family. You want to save 20% off your first order? 20% off your first order. BlackoutCoffee.com/Jesse saves you that 20%. Go enjoy the greatest coffee ever and grab a mug or two. These are my favorite, as you can see. Pro-life, God, guns, and coffee. Does that sound like something that appeals to you? BlackoutCoffee.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sorry, I'm really enjoying this. I woke up this morning, I roll over, I grab my phone, I see the news that these dirty commies are occupying buildings, taking hostages.
I hate the Ivy League, so I think this is wonderful, but maybe Alexis Wilkins feels differently than I do. Joining me now, Alexis Wilkins, host of Between the Headlines on Rumble. Also, she's a country music artist, so she's fancy. Alexis, I think this is wonderful. These universities are terrible. The dirty street communists are terrible. They're all just throwing poop at each other. I think it's awesome.
Honestly, I think you're right. I think we're seeing Marxists do what Marxists do. And the Ivies have been an institution for a long time now that have promoted leftist ideology, acting as if it's this, you know, thing that you can't get into unless you're special. And by special, we mean some kind of DEI thing that has been deemed unconstitutional at this point by the Supreme Court. So it's really layered. And at this point, these videos, it's hard to believe it's America, but it's not shocking that these are leftist college students.
Alexis, how far along do you think American parents are with the whole don't go to college thing? Because I know in my era, even though I'm sure I'm about three times your age, that was the norm. That was everything. Everyone was told you got to go to college, got to go to college. That was what we were all told. And that turned out to be a load of crap. Do you think parents are getting away from that now?
I do. I think that they're starting to see that what they're sending off, they're sending their kids off to college to learn, isn't something that's constructive, not only to their lives, but to society. They come home at Christmas or holidays or whatever, and they fight with you and tell you that you raised them wrong. You know, I'm not a parent, but I can't imagine the position. And I've talked to parents who their kids come home from college and they're like, I don't know my kid. I don't know who this kid is, who raised this kid, because this isn't my kid. And so I've met some of those parents, and I think that we're seeing the tides turn from, like you said, you have to go to college, you have to do these certain steps, to wait a second, was that built into us by, you know, I do deep dives on the whole Prussian system where, you know, you're not raising people who will think for themselves, you're raising employees and you're sending employees to school. This was a whole thing that was institutionalized within the United States when really the country industrialized and needed employees. And so I think that even just, you know, from a technical source, from a societal source, we're just seeing the fact that, you know, maybe college isn't something that's absolutely necessary to hammer into kids unless you want them to be leftist soldiers.
What were the Prussians doing? Elaborate.
So the Prussian system came about during kind of the Rockefeller era, and it was really off of the Prussian-German system to build kids into employees, into good employees who would go to work from 9 to 5, who would be dutiful to the company and loyal to the company, but not necessarily, you know, think for themselves, go off, start their own businesses. It really moved away from that model of thinking. And so that's the exact model that was adopted here, especially with the way that the education system was built up and when it was purchased by these different big family organizations, like I said, the Rockefellers. It all leads into the fact that that's how the American education system is built, ultimately, like that.
Figures. Always comes back to those dirty Germans. What's going on in Tennessee right now, Alexis? Because there's a lot more than just this Israel-Palestine stuff. What's going on in Tennessee right now?
Well, I live in Nashville, which is definitely a blue city, and our mayor is interesting for sure. We contend with him all the time. But the main thing that's fascinating is that Tennessee students have had a bill passed that actually works on their behalf. It makes it so teachers can carry guns in the classroom as long as they've had 40 hours of training and have gone through a full psych evaluation. So these are educated, you know, gun-educated people carrying in order to keep the students safe. We've seen shootings in Tennessee. We want to mitigate against that. And the students' response, they walked out. They did a student walkout and they marched to the Capitol and they said, we don't want this. And they did, you know, I think what we're seeing here is they did a die-in. Where them, along with the Tennessee Three, who were reinstituted after the gun reform conversation last year into Congress, they did a die-in.
Speaking of younger folks and stupid things like die-ins and things like that, I saw Joe Biden and AOC rolled out some idiotic ad with all this green stuff. Here it was.
I'm Joe Biden.
I'm Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I'm Ed Markey.
We're here to share some exciting news with you. Americans can now apply to join the American Climate Corps.
Those who become American Climate Corps members will get paid to fight the impacts of climate change while learning the skills to be part of tomorrow's clean energy and climate resilience workforce.
Right now, we're recruiting for more than 2,000 positions located all across the country. To apply for an American Climate Corps job, visit climatecorps.gov.
We're counting on you.
Alexis, how much do younger people believe all this crap? Because you see all these polls and you see, I have climate anxiety. I have anxiety over this whole thing. Every young person has anxiety today. How much do people buy all this garbage?
You know, I don't know, because the Aviator Brigade comes out with a, you know, this commercial. They didn't really even do anything for Earth Day because they were so distracted by everything going on within the country. And I think that young people nowadays look at something like this, and besides hearing about the opportunity that they can be paid for essentially learning about how to fix the climate, I'm still not sure how that works, other than we will pay you to be a fan of us because we're doing a really bad job of retaining voters. That's what I hear when they say that. But I think that young people are finally starting to turn the corner, not the young people protesting at universities, might I add, but some young people who even might have been leftists before look at this and go, okay, great, climate anxiety, I get it, but I can't buy a house. I went to school, I studied gender studies, I can't graduate and do anything with my degree. I think the rubber's finally meeting the road on actual real life. This is when everyone starts to turn the corner, right, and see what reality actually means. And I think things like this, you know, they might cloud the vision for people who are already very climate focused. But I think they're starting to see the reality. I really do.
Well, I hope you're right. Alexis, come back soon. I appreciate it. All right. Remember, communism is based on deception. You have to lie if you're a dirty communist at all times. So they focus on language. They have to choose the right words. The right words, words intended to deceive. We're going to talk to Rebecca about that next. Before we talk to Rebecca about that, let me talk to you about your feet. You never shortchange yourself on anything you put on your feet, socks or your shoes. They are everything to you. Your feet are your life. Talk to somebody who has foot problems. Maybe you yourself have foot problems. Take care of them. That's what Gedify is about. It's about getting a pair of shoes that are made for you. Every pair of these Gravity Defier shoes come with custom orthotics. Custom for you, not for me, not for anyone else. Try one pair. Start out with one pair and tell me how your feet feel at the end of the day. And don't change your routine. Go walk around, work, stand all day, chasing the kids around. Try them. GDEFY.com, promo code Jesse saves you a pile of money. So go. We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word. One that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Language. Language really matters. And that sucks, doesn't it? It shouldn't matter. You should just be able to just speak whatever words come out of you. But language matters to the communists, therefore it must matter to us. They speak with the intention of deceiving, because you can't exactly broadcast your plans to burn down everything everyone loves. That's not a great sell, so you lie. And they lie all the time with every single issue. They've carefully selected their words so we can never use their words. But we do, don't we? I'm sure I'm guilty of it, too. You find their language, you use it, but we have to stop doing that. Joining me now, Rebecca Vello, opinion editor at Wrong Speak Publishing. Rebecca, you have a piece up titled, Why We Must Reject the Language of the Left. Dump it on me. Why?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have to reject it in its entirety. And the reason we have to do that is because when you control the language, when you can manipulate the language, you can manipulate our thoughts. Because when we think, we're using language. And when you manipulate our thoughts, in turn, you manipulate our behavior, because our thoughts determine our behavior. And so this is a way for them to very innocuously control us. And so that's why we have to reject the pronouns and all of that entirely. We have to reject it.
Why haven't we rejected it, Rebecca? Because traditionally, the right, in my 42 years on this planet, has been terrible at this. We'll take whatever they say and we'll feel like, well, I want to meet them halfway. So why did we get so far along and shift the Overton window this much? Why didn't we catch on?
Because we are the ones that are having our empathy weaponized against us. You constantly hear that the left is just too good. They're just too good for themselves. They can't help it. They're so empathetic. They're so kind. They care for everybody. But in reality, they don't. The real issue here is that we are the ones who are having our empathy weaponized against us. And we want to compromise. And we want to meet them halfway. Oh, well, this guy's really nice and he thinks he's a woman. So I'll just go ahead and use the pronoun she. He says he's going to vote for Trump. So he's a nice guy. I'll go ahead and do that for him. And that's how they worm their way in. They get you to agree to a little bit of it. And then before you know it, your thoughts have been manipulated. So now some men, the nice men, can become women. And then before you know it, you've adopted all of their agenda. And so that's why we need to be careful with having too much of our tolerance used against us.
Hugh, if anyone wants a great example of exactly what Rebecca's just talking about, I'm going to play you a little clip of Jamal Bowman. Now, Jamal Bowman is a dirty street communist from way back. He got elected to Congress. He'll be there for 15 minutes, and then they're going to primary him out because he's too much trouble. But Jamal Bowman hates this country with the fire of 1,000 suns. That's all he wants is to burn it down. But he's doing this sit-down interview, and he's asked about these illegals crapping on the country. You want to talk about language, using language to appeal to your empathy, just like Rebecca just said? Watch him.
Exactly.
Should the United States
bring in people from Gaza?
Well, we are a land of immigrants, and we are a land of asylum seekers. Anyone escaping persecution and oppression and violence, the United States has always been an open home to those people. So whether they're coming from Palestine, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, Mexico, Haiti, they're coming here to contribute to our economy, which 99.9% of them are. We've always been a place to open our doors to immigrants coming here. So yeah, fully support that, and also fully support amnesty for the migrants who have been here for quite some time.
Rebecca, I thought the police sirens in the background were just a chef's kiss on top of that.
Well, and this is a really great example of it. So if you ask people, do you want illegal immigrants coming into our country? Of course, they're going to say no. But do you want hardworking migrants to come into this country? And of course, the answer is yes. So you can see how you can just change the framing. You can just switch the wording up and you're going to get two different opinions. You can open people up to something that they normally wouldn't be open to by just shifting the language. And when you do that enough, and you do that in as many places as you can, in media, on the social platforms, in the colleges and so forth, you're getting hit from it everywhere possible. And so eventually you start thinking, well, these are migrants. I'm going to call them migrants. I'm not going to call them illegal immigrants. And so your thoughts change, and then therefore your behavior and your attitudes towards them are going to change. And this is how they can shift public opinion very easily.
White supremacists, Nazi is another excellent example of how they describe the opposite side. The right will bend over backwards to, of course, describe the left in the most glowing terms. We go, well, they're liberal. Oh, she leans left. She's a little progressive. In the meantime, this is what you get from their side.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
A lot of people have tried to draw similarities between Mussolini and Hitler and the use of the terminology like vermin and the drive that those men had towards autocracy and dictatorship. The difference, though, I think makes Donald Trump even more dangerous.
I think the Republican Party is sort of this extremist, anti-science, nativist, embracing white supremacist, insurrectionist party at this point.
Terms like fascism and Nazi are considered to be polarizing terms. But unfortunately, those are the correct ways to describe what is happening with Republicans.
People can complain about that, Rebecca, but the people on the left believe that. They believe they're fighting against Nazis. That kind of language is effective.
Exactly. You and I are Nazis. We're terrorists. We're really no different from Al-Qaeda. You know, I'm a mom of five. I spend my days taking my kids to and from school, changing diapers. But because I don't believe in transgenderism, I'm no different from a domestic terrorist. And what's interesting about this is you hear leftists constantly say things like they're kind, they're inclusive, they're diverse. And yet anything that's not associated with them is bad. And when you stop and you really look at their policies and you look at the polls and you look at all the issues in which they're trying to push, they're extremely unpopular. And so anyone who doesn't believe in transgenderism, the high crime rate, insane insanity at the border, they are labeled in such a way that they're viewed as, you know, not Nazis, terrorists, and so forth. And how does that make them kind? How does that make them inclusive? Shouldn't we be included in that? And if we are on the side of the vast majority, and they're the tiny minority who is promoting these issues that aren't very popular, how can they be as diverse as they say that they are?
No doubt. Rebecca, thank you so much. I appreciate you very much. All right. We have Light in the Mood next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I miss a lot? I miss professional sports. Isn't that embarrassing? As we go into lighten the mood, I miss professional sports. And I was never obsessed, mind you. I'm not one of these guys crying after losses and throwing things. It's not that, but I miss kicking back my feet up on a Sunday and watching the NFL. I miss professional sports. And more importantly, I missed it when it just there was no politics involved, none of this commie garbage, Black Lives Matter, none of that. But you knew there was a streak, a strain of patriotism that ran through these guys. It came out all the time. Now they all have to act like they're dirty commies in order to keep that Nike shoe deal. But remember, this is the anniversary, 48 years ago this week. Do you remember this wonderful video when a couple of anti-American pieces of trash tried to go out and burn Old Glory and Cubs outfielder Rick Monday was having none of it?
Two of them. All right. I'm not sure what he's doing out there. It looks like he's going to burn a flag, and Rick Monday runs and takes it away from him. And so Monday, I think a guy was going to set fire to the American flag. Can you imagine that? Well, they better lose him in a hurry. And Monday, when he realized what he was going to do, raced over and took the flag away from him.
Still gets me, man. I miss that. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.